Good morning. Friends and family, we are so happy that you are here. We're excited to be on the line this Sunday morning and just ecstatic that we are just here. Man, we've made it through Christmas celebrating Jesus' life, his birth, and now we're about to enter the new year. Man, oh man, this transition point is something that many hold on to, and many realize that in and through life, change occurs. And that just so aligns with what we've been talking about, and that topic is change of plans. So we're excited that you're here. We are excited that we are continuing to dig deep into this topic, change of plans, and we open up the opportunity for you to share with someone else, to just be on the line and truly enjoy what God has to offer, because change, no matter what, is a fact of life. We may not always like what the change is, but man, oh man, change is imperative for us to be directed in the direction in which we are to go. Change is going to happen. How we deal with it, that's something we have to look at. But I am so grateful that we are on the line here Sunday morning breakfast, just enjoying the fellowship and the inspiration that God has for us this morning. Change of plans. That is what we are talking about. I love this one quote that I found in while researching the topic, which says, "The only person who likes change is a wet baby." That had me cracking up, because isn't that true? No one likes change, because when we are set in motion on the things that we want to do, man, it really derails us, but it shouldn't. It shouldn't derail us, because we have to understand sometimes where that change comes from and what that change is about and where it is sending us. Know whom the change comes from. That's for us, especially as Christians. That's our responsibility, to know and to understand and to follow through on what God has in his plan for our lives. I hope you all are ready. I hope you all are excited to continue in this topic as we move forward with our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning, Ms. Tiana.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. And yourself?
Great, thank you.
Okay. So, y'all, this morning we've been talking about this whole week, and we're going to jump it off this morning, talk about some change of plans. Ms. Tiana, you mind go ahead and praying for us right quick so we can get started?
Sure, sir. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for allowing us to rise this morning to see another day. We thank you for this opportunity to just be here, fellowship with one another, and to see this year transition, change again to the next. We thank you that throughout the year, as we have been doing what we've wanted to do, Heavenly Father, that you have been right there alongside us, in front of us, redirecting our footsteps to go where we need to go. Heavenly Father, may we follow suit. May we know the plan that you have for us, dear Lord, is for our good, Heavenly Father. We thank you for that consideration. We thank you for that love. And we thank you for all that you've continued to provide. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So, yeah, we've been talking about change. As a matter of fact, Ms. Tiana, what was that stuff you was using, that cold medicine you was using, and it never helped? What was it?
What? What were you thinking?
The cold medicine that you used, that it never really helped?
Oh, that Robitussin.
Okay. And see, what happens is you had to switch the medication.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you know how you always plan to go out somewhere? And you got it all planned out. You got your life planned out, as a matter of fact, but then something abruptly, somebody else don't cooperate.
Yes, sir.
Your plans change when you're going out with your homeboy? But there's always that one that don't show up, but he the one that's driving?
Yes, indeed.
Right? So it's been a change of plans.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Do understand the change of plans is nothing about God changing his. It's us being redirected.
Come on.
Y'all hear me?
Yes.
It's never God changing his plans because, remember, he's the Alpha and Omega. He's perfection personified. More so than personified, he is perfection. Written,
yes.
Delivered, seen, known. He is that. So that means he don't make no mistakes and he got it already planned out, mapped out. The change of plans is when we get off course.
Come on.
The Bible says that the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the
Lord.
Here's the
Come
thing.
On.
When you place an order, somebody still got to do the work to fulfill it.
Amen.
I don't think you understand that now. Hear me good. It said it was ordered. But every time you order something online, do it comes right away? Does it come when they say so all the time? As a matter of fact, do they always send you the right thing? You see how human error can mess up stuff?
Yes.
Uh-huh. A lot of times they got to reimburse or, you know, provide restitution, meaning give you that product and something else, a credit, because of their tardiness, because of their mishap. He doesn't need a change of plans. Now, your business is about to open in 2 weeks. It's supposed to be delivered this week so you can be prepared, but now they're saying it's on back order. So now it's going to be a four-week delay. Been a change of plans. Now we got to move some things around, huh?
Right.
Right? And who likes change?
Nobody.
Change is uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Even if it's something that's beneficial to you, it's still uncomfortable to a certain degree. You just see the benefit in it so much to where you ignore the unfamiliar.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that, let me give an example. If you had to move from one state to another state, if you lived in California and you had to move to Wyoming, okay?
Yes.
California was making $80,000, but Wyoming, same job, less hours, you're going to make $250,000. So you're making that move. It's uncomfortable, but it's a change that you don't mind simply because you see the big picture.
Right.
Which is money-driven. Or as they say, chasing a bag.
Come on.
But it's just amazing. The Bible says that those who diligently seek the face of God, you know, chasing, run after him, desire him, mm-hmm. want to know more about him in every way, shape, or form. See, the relationship that we have with God, look at it. And look at our natural relationships. God don't change his plans. We change ours.
That's right.
See, change of plans happens when we put something in front of the other. Ms. Shabri called me, Ms. Tiana called me. Which one I want to do is the one that I'm going to stick to. I'll tell Ms. Tiana, hey, we got to change the plans. Something came up.
Right.
And a lot of times change of plans, a lot, not all, but a lot of times change of plans happens because of a lie. That means somebody was living a lie, one way or the other.
Come on.
Y'all want to see the epitome of this? We was born in iniquity, shaped in iniquity. Created in God's image, but shaped in iniquity. That means sin will be all around us, not necessarily in us.
Yes.
The Bible says every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. Change of plans, people. Catch what I'm saying now. With that being said, and I hope you're getting inspired this morning, to have these change of plans. That means everybody has to come to the truth, but not everybody will change their plans. Uh-oh. The road to heaven is narrow. Few will find it. The road to hell is broad. Many will travel along it. With that being said, narrow and broad, we all know what narrow is, with your narrow behind. When you say narrow, that means it's thin. He got broad shoulders. That means they spray it. Hmm? Since everybody has to come to the truth at some point in their life, here's the difference. The people that go to heaven have a change of plans. In other words, I saw my sin, I saw myself in my sin, and I changed my ways. How I changed it? Because I changed my plans. I gave them to God. I can't change me, but he can. See, I am the blueprint, meaning I am the plan. And see, when God changed the plan, my whole life changes. That means God changed me, not me changing me. I can't change me. If you could change you, there would be no need for fellowship.
Amen.
If you could change you, you wouldn't even have to go to the doctor. Don't stop with the spiritual. Huh? Hold on. We all agree that the natural, huh, is only temporary, but the spiritual is eternal. That means one is stronger than the other. Since one is eternal and one is temporary, the one that lasts the longest got to be the stronger of the two. True? Okay, cool. Now, who on this phone can fix themselves without a doctor? Hold on, let me go a little deeper. Who on this phone can fix themselves without some type of medication? Hold on, let me go a little deeper. Who on this phone can fix themselves without any type of remedy? Now, that's the natural, and you can't do it alone. How is it possible that you can do the thing that's the strongest alone, which is the spiritual? Whoa. Let's say this again. If you got to go get yearly, sometimes, you know, twice a year to some people, depends on the condition, but you got to go see specialists in the natural, what you think going on in the spiritual?
Come on.
Why won't we go to the physician and let him change our plans? Because, see, when you have a change of plans, that means you have a change of heart. You have a change of life. You have a change of mind. You have a change of perspective. See, your change, is all around. See, that's crazy. Wouldn't it be crazy to go shower and not change your clothes? Wouldn't it be crazy to change your clothes and not shower? Don't they go hand in hand?
Yes, indeed.
Why do you got the blouse on and you got the right, you know, stockings on, but you still got on gym shoes? Why? See? What happens is we give God some of us, but not all of us. How do you know that the change has yet to come? How you know it has yet to come? That means it hasn't come yet? God will put you to the test.
Yes, indeed.
Show you your change of plans. Because if you really change, that means your next test, you should pass. And you should pass. And you should pass.
Mm-hmm.
Not just one. Oh, catch me now. Because when you know better, you do better. You don't pass it one time. Who passed the test and they know how to spell McDonald? But then next week they fail the test in spelling the same word, McDonald. Gotcha.
You don't.
Uh-oh. So was your change temporary? Because if it was temporary, you know that means it was driven by the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Ms.
Yes,
Deanna.
Indeed. Yes, indeed.
Y'all follow me? Come on, let's go to a scripture right quick. Let me get a scripture so I can share with everybody. Mm-hmm. Let's turn to this one. Let's go Mark 2:16-17. We're going to go with two scriptures. Mark chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. Ms. Tiana, what we got?
When the teachers of the law, who were Pharisees, saw him eating with the sinners and tax collectors, they asked his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said to them, "It's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have come to call the righteous, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Amen.
Say that again to him, Ms. Tiana. Let me say that again.
When the teachers of the law, who were Pharisees, saw him eating with the sinners and tax collectors, they asked his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said to them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners. Amen.
Mm. He ain't come for the whole. He came for the sick. He didn't come for the righteous. He came for the sinners. Ain't that something?
Yes, indeed.
But here's the thing. Some things has to change. Hebrews 13 and 8, change of plans. Watch this. Hebrews 13 and 8, Miss Tiana. Y'all write it down while y'all taking notes. Please take notes. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. What we got?
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
Okay. Well, he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Jeremiah 29 and 11. Write it down, y'all. Jeremiah 29, 11. Again, that's Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. What we got, Miss Tiana?
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Amen.
Now, hold on. Read that one again. Because all this makes sick. He came for the sick and not the whole. So he understands, he knew us before we was born in our mother's womb. Okay, he understands who we are. We don't know who we are, number one. Number two, okay, he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. What I'm giving this scripture to say is this. His plans never change. Uh-oh. But what are your plans, God? What his plans are?
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Amen.
Hold on. Here's the thing. Look at the operative words. He said, I know. That means somebody don't.
Come on.
In other words, the only way that you can connect with me is through faith. The only way that you can understand my plans is through faith. And some things you will never understand anyways, because I've clearly made it known that some things will remain a mystery. This is why you have to trust me. See, without, y'all watch this. There's no relationship without trust, and there's no trust without transparency. Write it down. Write it down. There's not one relationship without trust. Oh, yeah. But there's no trust without transparency. If you can't be transparent, you can't have trust. And if you can't have trust, you can't have no relationship. In other words, your plans will forever change. Forever change. Be forever changing when you don't follow that sequence. We are not transparent with God enough. In other words, God reveals things to heal things. He knows already. He knew our plans. He doesn't change. We don't know him. We go from pillar to post. We don't know what God has called me to be. I don't know my calling. I don't know who I'm supposed to be with. I don't know where I'm supposed to. See, our plans change because we never give it back to him. That's why.
Come on.
Last year was this thing. Now it's going into 2019. Give me a word for 2019. I ain't giving you a word. The same word that you had in 2010 is the same word you need today. God doesn't change. Well, hold on, Mr. Clark. I thought it was a new season for everything. Huh? New levels, new devils, but it's the same God.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
You want to get on that spiritual boat? Well, I don't drive that one.
Come on.
It's been God from day one, and it's going to remain God. It's never been about you. It's never been about me. See, our plans change because we are, the Bible says it best. In the last days, men will become lovers of themselves and their money. In other words, we all about us. This is why our plans change so much. This is why we love God more today than we did yesterday. This is why, yeah, because our plans change. See, our affection and love for God shouldn't be flesh-driven. It should be soul-tie-driven, meaning I'm connected to him, meaning that I love God back then strong, and I love him strong today.
Yes.
Change happens when we're not right. Because God doesn't change anything. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
That's right.
See, we change our mind. Today you love him, tomorrow you hate him. Let me say that again. Change the plan. Today you love them, tomorrow you hate them based on what they do. Because God would understand, right? But see, if that be the case, how did he come to the conclusion that he loves us in spite of? That means God took into account before he got on that cross. See, in other words, I know what I'm doing. That means my plans will never change. I would never, ever, 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 ever
leave nor forsake you. Even if your mama, them, and your daddy, them, and your cousin, them, and your job, them, and your mind, them, and your house, your pattern left you. But I won't. In other words, my plans will never change because I know the plans I have for you. And what are they again, Miss Sienna?
A plan to prosper you, a plan to show, give you a hope and a future.
Ain't that something?
Yes,
he
sir.
Knows his plans. Hence, all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord. That means everything that you go through works together for your good. The thing is, you got to hop off the selfish boat and get on the righteous boat.
Right.
Because when you get on that boat, now you have something called sustainability. That means you don't jump around from pillar to post. That means your mind don't change.
Yes.
Come on, Laura.
Yes.
Y'all with
me? Yes, indeed.
Change of plans? Oh, a change of plans is with us. Now, that don't mean it's always negative. It can be a great and positive thing. It can be an awesome thing when you change from your evil ways to your righteous ways, and you stay there.
Come on.
When you know, hey, something got to change. I got to do something about this. This can't stay here. Come on, Joshua. There had to be a change of plans, Joshua, because Joshua, you the head over the camp. Somebody in your camp sinned. You didn't catch it, but I did. So I put a halt to it. In other words, Joshua, my plans never changed. Oh, it was woven in the plans already. I know the ending from the beginning. I knew this was going to happen, Joshua, but it still worked together for your good, Joshua. I want you to experience change right now, Joshua, so you get to the point to where you build a foundation that you don't have to keep on changing.
Amen.
Oh, y'all heard it before, right? Huh? We need to mature off of that little playtime, you know, infrastructure that we have about God to where we always apologizing and repenting and saying, God, forgive me. See, when you mature, you don't have to keep on changing plans because I am pinpoint accurate. I know what I said. I meant what I said. God, I'm not changing what I said because what I said was all about you, and I don't apologize for it.
Woo! Right.
Ain't there something, people?
It is.
Miss Tiana, give me a little bit right quick. What you got?
Yeah, this change thing is something that is so powerful because change, if we allow it, can be an energizing force for power and for progress. But we have to also understand that if it's not handled well, it can also be a force of stagnation and regression. And puts us back into our former selves, which is not what we're called to do. So we have to take responsibility in that change to understand how do we handle it. Because it's often said that we make plans, but God laughs. Sometimes we make plans without considering God at all. But other times we have to think of our plans as a sense of what we think God wants to do with our lives. Yet if we consulted him about our plans, chances are he has something bigger and better in store for us. So we should not be surprised if things don't turn out the way that we quote-unquote plan. Indeed, often it seems rare, but they do. Even Proverbs, many Proverbs have told us that a man's heart plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. And that's an energizing force indeed. We can and we should plan, and it should be good, and it is a godly thing to do, because even in Habakkuk 2:2, it reminds us that God says that write your vision down, make it plain, so that he that reads it can run it. But we also need to remember that we are limited in our vision and understanding, but God sees so much more than we do. He has a bigger plan, and he's the one who understands what it is for our lives. So although we may plan certain things, God can and will interrupt our plans with something that he has ordained as his wise intervention for us to do. These things might look like, quote unquote, distractions to us. They may look like, quote unquote, interruptions to us. And sometimes they are, but we have to remember that it is God directing our steps. And his way is way more perfect than ours. So when we decide to know him,
that guides us, then we have to remember that he's provided us a pathway through his word. And his word does not change as he does not change. So if we look through his word, we can see right away how to handle change. And that's by facing changes that and remembering and recognizing that God himself never changes, what we've been talking about this morning. The second thing is we got to recognize is that God always has someone who is ready to move forward with his plans. Even if you were who he had, his plans isn't going to change. And if he had a plan for you and you choose to move along, you can choose to move along, but his plan will still fulfill itself. And we have to always remember that God's mission must continue on, and it will. Are we going to walk in it?
Thank you. Thank you.
All right?
Thank you. In other words, y'all heard it before, what you won't do, somebody else will. God say the rocks will praise him. Huh? Oh, he's going to get praise, even if he has to use the rocks. In other words, we have choices. It's something called free will.
Mm-hmm.
We have a choice to change, or we have a choice to remain the same. First and foremost, you have to see where you are. But when you evaluate where you are, self-evaluations, make sure you use the lens of God and not your own.
Yes.
Let's do that. And therefore, then when we see where we are and we have come to the conclusion of accepting where we are, not accepting to stay, but accepting to acknowledge and correct, now we let God do his work.
Amen.
Stop walking around if you know your credit score in the 300, 400, 500. Don't. It's cool. But let God do his perfect work. Okay? Stop making excuses for it. There was student loan. It doesn't matter. Okay, I know where I stand. I know where God called me to be. God, I need a change. But I don't want you to change my credit score. I want you to change me, Lord.
Amen.
Stop blaming everything else, because it ain't everything else. It's us. Huh? Because believe it or not, and this ain't Ripley's, believe it or not, if you don't, God watches over his world to make sure it does everything. He's not going to force you. Oh, God will do some things, huh, Jonah? He'll do some things to get you there, but he can't make you, because that wouldn't be God being God. Because if he had to make you love him, ooh, is it real? Ooh, you got to make somebody love you. Is it real? In other words, this love is called obedience. If God had to make you obey him, would it be authentic? So he'll shift your plans. He's never shifted. He'll shift your plans. He'll shift our plans. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Still got
that's
to
right.
Walk with Jonah, because he still delivered Jonah to Nineveh. But he didn't make Jonah do what he was supposed to do. Jonah came to the conclusion that I can't run from God. Oh. Whoa. Did y'all catch that?
Yes, indeed.
And the battle was, okay. He didn't make him. He just placed him.
Yes.
And if, watch this. If you don't accept your placement, it's called an R-E right in front of it. What is that called, Miss Tiana?
Replay.
Oh, y'all caught that? See, God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The change of plans needs to happen with us, not him. Watch this. If you don't accept your placement, he will replace you. Huh? You think I'm lying? Ask the angel who was formerly known as Lucifer.
Yes.
Huh? There's been a change of plans. God's plans didn't change. Lucifer's did.
Come on.
He didn't accept his placement, and what God did was replace him.
Yes.
Huh? Just like you can renew your mind daily, he can
mm-hmm.
replace us. Because what we won't do, somebody else will. Oh.
That's right.
Huh? Change of plans better happen swiftly and right away. God isn't playing. Now, some of us have that little toleration with people where we give them benefit of the doubt, and we keep. But see, you cannot put a mandate on God. In other words, you don't know when God says his cutoff period is done.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Because grace and mercy don't last forever. Keep that in mind. Keep that
yes,
in mind.
Indeed.
Huh? Change of plans. See what happened with Noah and the ark?
They didn't change their plans, although Noah kept telling them and kept telling them. God keep telling you and keep telling you. The only difference is there won't be water. Don't be threatened by the water that is flooding. That's not the one you should be worried about. He said it's going to be fire this time. Don't be worried about the floods. Don't worry about that.
Yes, indeed.
All right, let's pray, Miss Tiana.
All right, let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word that's gone forth. We are so grateful for the food that you can continue to provide. Heavenly Father, may we take of your nourishment, dear Lord, and share with others. This is not just for us, Heavenly Father. You place people in our path so that we can continue to share you. You tell us to bring the children unto you, Heavenly Father, and we can also only do that with your word. You will guide them. So we thank you. We thank you for the changes that you have laid out so that we, Heavenly Father, can receive that continuously from you. We thank you again for all that you can continue to provide and what you have laid out for us as we go forward on this day and each day after that. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Right there. Stay right there for a second. God just put this on my heart to start doing on Sunday mornings, and this is what we're going to do for the next 5 minutes real quickly. I'm going to open the floor for two people. We have two questions or 2 points that you've heard this morning. Okay, because I want to make sure that everybody's up and we're not just up. That's the wrong thing to do. Because if we're going to do this collectively in fellowship, change, we need to do it collectively. Okay, we got to change some things in our life. We've been going listening to a word all our life and ain't nothing changed.
Come on.
True? Okay.
True.
So you should be so astute and attentive and stop waiting on anybody else. You be your own woman, be your own man, and step up to the plate. Either you have a question about something that was said this morning you need clarity on, or you got a statement on something that you heard. Now, it got to be one or the other. Either you didn't understand something, or you did understand, and if you understood, break it down for me right quick. Oh, yeah, it got to be one or the other. Come on, let us be mature in our learnings about Christ. How about that?
We have the
truth. What are we about to do? Yeah. I'm not putting nobody on the spot. We say we love him, let's go ahead and get to the business. I don't care how you sound.
All
it don't matter
right.
How you sound. Come on, let's get it.
Right. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. The question I have, well, not really a question. When you were saying there is no relationship without trust, you have to have transparency. Okay, with the transparency, what if only one person giving you the transparency and the other one isn't being transparent with you?
Okay, gotcha. So with that being said, look, I'm going to mess with her because she said it wasn't a question, but
I turned it into one.
Okay. Let's play on that one right quick. God, let us help you.
Okay.
With a question. Okay. She changed that play. It wasn't a question. Okay, I like that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you said if one person is given transparency and the other one isn't.
Yes.
Okay, and what was the question again? I'm sorry.
Okay, like you said, you have to have trust in the relationship, and you have to be
right. Transparent.
So I'm being transparent, but the other one, but my partner is not.
Okay.
What do I do in that case?
Okay, first and foremost, what do you consider transparency?
Mm-hmm. We being honest, we letting each other know, we not keeping anything from each other, transparent with everything. You know.
Okay, and you say you are.
Just being honest. Being honest.
So you are being honest.
Yes.
Okay. So you're doing an open thing and they're not doing an open thing.
Yes. They're hiding things.
They're hiding things. Okay, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to know how do you pursue or move on in a relationship?
Yes.
Okay, how you go forward?
Yes.
Okay, it's always going to be a problem. Not trying to discourage anybody, but it will forever be a problem. Because let's equate it to this. Let's equate it to God and us so we can take pride out
mm-hmm.
of it, okay? Let's do
okay.
that. Okay? I tell you, if ever you want to know the answer, take your situation and put God in the middle of it. Put him as the perfect one and as the messed up one. Okay? Cool. With that being said, if God is totally being transparent with us, and we're not being transparent with him. Mm-hmm. That means something else got our attention.
Right.
Let me say this again, because somebody might ask this question again and be, I don't agree with that. Okay. You don't have to agree with it. If God is being transparent with us, because he loves us, he adores us, he has plans for us, I mean, his plans will never change. Ours do. Typically, people's plans change even in the level of transparency when they knew they wasn't doing right in the first place. Now, you do understand that it's on that person who's being transparent whether they want to stay or not.
Okay.
That's the level of which you decide what you want to take and don't want to take. Because even God will turn you over to a reprobate mind. In other words, if your plans don't change in God's timing, God will leave you right there in the midst of your vomit. The person that's not being transparent right now, you don't have to wait a year. You don't have to wait a month. You don't have to wait 5 minutes. See, if they are not doing and the expectation level was already set and you've done your part to whatever level you think you've done your part, you do not. You're not obligated to stay there. Because remember the Bible says, be ye equally Y-O-K-E-D, yoked.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait till marriage to be transparent with one another. Be it before. If you're not getting and receiving what you should get, if it causes you to mess up your relationship with God, you better let it go because it's too expensive. In other words, if you start focusing on them more than you focus on God, that means now you're no longer being change of plans. You're no longer being transparent with God because you'll start hiding from God.
Gotcha.
Do not be deceived. Bad company will corrupt good morals. The same way they're treating you, you'll start to treat God.
Come on, y'all.
Just stop being transparent to God. Because some things God would purposely allow a vice to be there. That's what you wanted. Remember. Woo.
Yeah.
That's your preference, not his purpose. Uh-oh.
Right.
If we go back, you got to remember the words that we didn't talk before. Transparency.
Mm-hmm.
So if it costs you, some things you might fight spiritually for, but if that thing don't want to move, you got to go. You got to move on. Don't let Achan cause sin in the camp. Achan was transparent, and Achan told the truth with Joshua, you know, the successor to Moses, you know, the fighter, or the one that all lost at Ai. But a change of plan had to happen. Although they come and be transparent, when they're transparent, still the truth don't mean that you're going to be with me. You know how some people say, well, look, I'm sorry I haven't been transparent in a relationship, but let me be transparent. And I did X, Y, and Z. That don't mean that you should stay. See, just because somebody say, well, at least I'm being honest, and at least I'm about to give you what, listen, your honesty don't mean that you have access to me anymore. Your honesty, I appreciate it, but see, here's the thing. Transparency don't mean that we're going to be together.
Right.
Okay.
Understand that just because somebody's being honest, see, honest is when you do it right the first time. And what I mean by the first time, because I don't want to get nobody confused, that don't mean, see, there's levels to this. That don't mean, okay, that you go and mess up. Because you can be transparent without the screw up. I mean, you don't have to be, in other words, I don't have to be transparent, but I don't have to go out there and screw every woman in the world.
Right.
Right? So when I am transparent, I can tell the truth, but it was never about me screwing every woman in the world.
Mm-hmm.
See, you set your standard. Because, see, some people will tell you, at least I'm being honest, I am married. That ain't good enough, player.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So don't let the word, at least I'm being honest, the words, at least I'm being honest, trick you. That type of transparency still says hands off. Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
So if it ain't pertaining to marriage and your partner's not being transparent, you make a decision with God. Not on your own. Make it with God. Does God want you there? Is that your preference or is it your purpose? If it's your purpose, shouldn't it be enhancing you and you enhancing it?
Right. Okay.
Keep in mind, if you got to keep on going to counseling for transparency, that means you always got to have a third person. I ain't talking about God either. You always have a third person in there, that means they don't respect you one-on-one. So why would you stay there when they don't respect you one-on-one? Because when something go down in the house, you always got to call somebody else. It might be time to walk.
Gotcha.
They should respect you one-on-one to be transparent. If you're not getting what you give, well, that choice is on you. But I'm going to say this. If it causes you to sever your ties with God and be disgruntled and your peace is leaving, it's time to leave it. Do not let peace leave your heart.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Now, that's a hard pill to swallow for some people because we fixated. Huh? Because the flesh want what the flesh want. But let it hurt right now. Let it hurt. That's cool because that hurt is going to turn to something called humility, and God is going to honor that. It's okay that it hurts now, but after a month or two or however long it takes, you'll be over. But you just don't turn back to it. All right? What we got next?
All right. Good morning, caller. Question or comment?
Good morning. I just wanted to share, well, something was said, Mr. Carr said, the change of plans is when we get off course. And he also said, the change of plans means somebody was living a lie. And for me, that just gave me a whole new perspective. I just wanted to share how powerful that was for me because just going forward, it's really going to help me to better realize and understand that when the change happens, it puts our focus back on God and knowing that the change is always going to be for our good, but more importantly, for the glory of God. And also, one of the other things that I think not just myself, but all of us can kind of consider is that when it happens, we have to realize that our change of plans is to help us to identify and also keep the sin out of our life. Now, I know we might say we can't keep the sin out of our life, but again, that statement just helps us to put our focus back on God so that we can be redirected and just, you know, gain a better understanding of what he's doing in our life. And even if we don't fully understand, we still obey and do what he's telling us to do. So I just wanted to share that.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I'll say this. The best way to deal with Satan is not to deal with Satan at all.
All right.
Biblically put, resist the devil and he shall flee. The best way to deal with Satan is not to deal with Satan at all. Satan don't look like Satan. Satan don't feel like Satan. Satan been around longer than we'd have been around. Satan tricked Adam and Eve and they was without sin. So what more will he do with us?
Come on.
Okay. People get rewards for change. Watch this. They get rewards for, you know, most improved.
Yes, they do.
What about the one who was already at the top?
Come on.
People get rewards that this is going to be a testimony. I wasn't this way, but that's great. But what about the one called Jesus that lived perfect?
Yes.
We love Job, huh? We love Paul, but what about Jesus?
Right.
He didn't have to have a change. You know what happened with his change? His change, their righteousness became sin and went back to righteousness because we couldn't do it.
Come on.
Hmm? Y'all, be careful. And I'll say this again. Don't play that game with yourself. Don't play, because you're playing Russian roulette. Don't play that game with other people. Well, I know I messed up in the past. Let me, hold on. That's on you. It depends on how you are in God. I'm going to leave that's on you. Okay? Because if you keep on letting that circle come back around, talking about, I know I wasn't right then, but Mr. Carr, everybody, yeah. But here's the thing. Some people will play on your emotions, just Satan, slick.
Yes.
I messed up horribly then, but I'm a new person today. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you are. Everybody got a past, and you're right, but not everybody go back to their past.
Amen.
You understand? With some things, it's one time hit or miss. If it don't make it, so be it. God still love you. I love you from a distance. That don't mean that we're going to have fellowship.
Yes.
Just because you change don't mean that you're going to be with me. Because if you really change, you wouldn't concern yourself with being me or not. You would just say, God has changed me. Now, if you don't want me, I understand, but I'm still changed. And I thank you for the opportunity that I did have, that I messed up. But I accept my change. Oh, Lord, y'all better catch this. Because if they're changing for you, it'll happen again. Because they ain't changing for sustainability. I told you the flesh change is temporal. The eternal change is with God. So if they don't change for God, and they only change it because they got caught, you better leave them alone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, y'all better catch this. Catch it, Ms. LaTanya. Because if it was a true change, they wouldn't have had to get caught to change. Because they know God caught them. That's how you know they're changing because of you. Lord, have mercy.
Yes.
Y'all hear me? Okay, we can rewrite that. That was the two questions for this evening.
We have to have one more thing. We have one more caller.
I said two, and she want to change plans. Okay. Lord, this on Tiana, not me. Go ahead. That's Tiana.
Good morning, caller. Question, comment?
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Mr. Carr, I just had a question. Is it a good faith thing to say that change is never comfortable?
It's safe.
Whether it's positive or negative, it's never comfortable.
It's safe to say.
And with that being said, if it's not comfortable, if Christ could sustain a change, and he has made some changes, then who are we to question his changes? For changes that are ordained by God. So why won't we embrace change if it's coming from Christ?
Mr. DJ, what I'm going to say to that, I love you, and I agree with you 100%. Y'all, did y'all catch what he said? Let me translate what he just said. Righteousness, perfection came down to endure flesh. He took off his crown to put on flesh. Boy, if that's not change. He embraced his change. He didn't even operate in his miracle from day one, my God. Although he was born through a virgin, he didn't operate in the power of him doing it. Lord, have mercy. In other words, for 33 years, he couldn't do nothing. But,
yep.
Lord, have mercy. I don't know if y'all know, but when you know the truth and you can't speak the truth for 33 years, in other words, I'm talking about the miracles. He lived the truth. He told them, shh, don't tell nobody. He couldn't even speak the truth. You know why? Because he didn't want people to know who he was, because they would serve him based on the wrong criteria.
Come on. Come on.
Amen.
Y'all catching it? This is what DJ was saying. Yeah. If God can embrace change, why can't we? He lowered himself. Why can't we? Why we can't lift ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
It's a seesaw. He lowered himself so that he can raise us up. But somebody on the other end weighed too much. You got too much baggage for change to happen.
Yes, indeed.
Talking about they down a good man accept my baggage. Well, God do it and he don't. Because you can't go up with it. I'm going to leave that right there. Thank you, Mr. DJ. So we're going to go ahead and call. We prayed already? Everybody good?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're marching into the new year, right? Now, it's a new calendar year for us. But it's the same God. Right?
Amen.
All right, we'll see y'all later on this evening. Y'all have a great day.
Good night. Good night. Good day.